got your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. It is good to be in church. Good to see people getting blessed and helped.
Yes.
A church ought to be a hospital. Somebody say amen.
Yes,
yes sir. It is good to be here. And thank God for what He's doing. Yesterday was a great day. This week's been a great week in ministry here. I want you to pray every week. On Mondays, we go to Robert Shell Juvenile Center. And what's so great about that, there's always a turnover every week of new people coming in, juveniles. And every week, we've been seeing folks saved.
Yes.
Had three saved last Monday. And then this past Saturday morning, thank God for our food pantry. I'm going by memory, and if I goof up, it's just because of my memory. I believe that they ministered to 135 families. I'm looking for not over 8,000 pounds of food was distributed, and one person was saved. Somebody say amen. And then last night in our frontline addiction program, we had 8 new first-timers. Is that right? Last night. And 3 folks got saved last night. I'll give Him glory. I mean, that's what it's all about. Somebody say amen. If you got your Bibles, turn to Mark 5. Stand with your Bibles open. And what I'll do is I'm going to read 3 or 4 sections of this passage. I can read it all. But for sake of time, I'm going to read just 3 or 4 sections of the passage and bring a thought to you this morning. I'm glad that you can bring whatever you need to Jesus
Amen.
This morning. I'm glad He's on duty. I'm glad my God never slumbers nor sleeps. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like preaching this morning. Mark chapter 5, and I'll jump you around a little bit, but we'll stay within a context of thought. Mark chapter 5, and I'm going to introduce you to 3 different folks this morning. Mark chapter 5, in verse number 1, the Bible said, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea." I've been there, by the way. If you go across the sea, there's a place called Magna. Boy, what a fascinating place. I don't have time to describe that to you. Then on the other side of the sea is the country of the Gadareans. And when He had come out of the ship, immediately they met Him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Now keep that in mind. Now go down to verse number 22 and 23. "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." Praise God. Go down to verse 25 and 26. "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Whew. When she heard of Jesus," somebody help me there. "When she heard of Jesus." I think I ought to say that one more time. "When she heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched His garment." One other section of Scripture said, "Touched the hem of His garment." Our Father, thank You for this passage of Scripture. Lord, I just want to point people to Jesus. I don't want them to look up at the pulpit. I'm a frail man. I'm a sinful man. I'm in a sinful body. No one in this congregation can help anybody. We're all in the flesh. The best we can do is just to comfort somebody. But Lord, I'm glad that we can bring them to You.
Yes.
And You can make a difference. And we'll praise you and honor you for what you'll do in Jesus' name for His sake. Amen. You may be seated. I love Mark chapter number 5. I was reading a commentary the other day and it kind of jumped out at me. I kind of liked what the guy said. I can't remember. It's one of the old writers. He made a statement that Mark chapter 5 actually should be called a hospital for incurables. It's kind of an amazing chapter. It was a hospital that had only one doctor on call.
Amen.
And by the way, this doctor was a specialist in all fields.
Amen.
And by the way, this doctor is known all around the world and all through the ages. I'll tell you who he is. He's the great physician.
Amen.
I do know this, that, and I checked my computer this morning on the who's of hospitals. This year, 2019, and the four major hospitals in the United States is Mayo Clinic, number one, Massachusetts General, number two, John Hopkins, number three, and Cleveland Clinic, number four. Now, to get on that who's of hospitals, here's what you got to do to qualify. You've got to at least have 16 specialties, and you've got to at least perform at least 9 different kind of procedures to get on the who's who of hospitals. I want to introduce you to a hospital this morning. I'll just give it a name. That's not John Hopkins, and it's not Mayo. Those are great hospitals. I've been to Cleveland Clinic, a wonderful hospital. No, I want to introduce you to a hospital this morning called Mercy General. I just thought I'd take you to Mercy General this morning. Hey, if you're in this room this morning and you've got any problem, any ail, any situation, I want you to point you to somewhere. And it's not Cleveland. It's not West Virginia University. I want to point you to Mercy General this morning.
Amen.
Woo! Man, I'm getting happy at my own preaching. Let me give you 3 little thoughts about this big thought, Mercy General. In our context, I notice the patients that were admitted there. By the way, I got a God, a Christ, that'll take any patient. You might say I'm too far gone for a hospital. You might say that I'm ready for hospice. Oh, you ain't met Jesus yet. In context, in verse 1 and 2, I noticed a men's ward. And we had a demonized man. And this guy had to go to the psych ward. He was bonkers. The Bible said he was a man with an unclean spirit. The word "with" denotes a spirit of action. He was under the power of Satan. I want you to know something. If you're here lost, whether you want to like what I'm about ready to say or not, you're under the power of Satan. You are of your father, the devil. And if you're here backslidden and living a reckless, wicked life, you're under his power too. And he's done got you where he wants you. Good preaching, Reverend. Secondly, Not only was he a demonized man, he was defiled. He was dwelling in the tombs. Man, I tell you what, anybody that runs around the cemeteries ain't got good sense. Especially at nighttime. Not only was he running around cemeteries at the nighttime, the Bible said he was naked as a jaybird. Had an old beard. Defiled. Wicked. You know what, Jesus don't specialize in that, does he? Oh, I got a Jesus that specializes in that. You let him save you, he'll put you in the right mind. He'll give you a new mind that you might know him, a new heart that you might love him, and a new will that you might obey him. Woo! This guy was restless. Deep restlessness. Listen, I'll slow down just a moment. We pastors know this. Anybody that's a preacher here and anybody that's a human here know that we're living in the most restless, troubled, mixed up time ever. People are just restless. They're running here. They're running there. They're running all the place. Hey, some of them running for the next fix they can get. They're running for the next drink they can get. They're running for the next woman they can get. They're running for the next computer they can see their pornography. They're restless. My preacher, not only do I see a demonized woman, verse number 25 and 26, and I'll take that in context first, we see a deceased or diseased woman. So we have a man's ward and a demonized man. And we got a diseased woman and a woman's ward. Her despairing condition. I want you to know something. By the way, when you get a little older, you're going to recognize what I'm about ready to say. You're going to spend a whole bunch of money on doctors. Well, it's quite in here now. I guess everybody's in the millennial state or something. Some of you old gray heads ought to say an amen right there. And by the way, they're doctors for everything. I mean, they're toenail doctors. Everything. A doctor for everything. Hey, it ain't one doctor cures all. Now you got to go everything. Got a special for everything. She was in a despairing condition. Because you know, sir, Colton, then went to this doctor, took all our money, can't help you. Went to this doctor, took all our money, can't help you. Went to the next one, took all our money, can't help you. She flat broke. I want you to know, ain't nobody can help you this morning. You're destitute. You're despairing. The only help is Jesus. Amen. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I'm a... Well, she had a desperate situation. She didn't get better. She got worse. Hey, it's bad enough to pay doctors, but to pay them to get worse ain't good. Then she had, her deposits were going. She broke. Hello. Then I see, Lord have mercy. We had a man's ward and a demonized person. We had a woman's ward and a diseased woman. But oh man, we had a pediatric section. Yeah, we did. A children's ward. Now listen. And a dead child. Because I'm going to tell you what they just done to the child. And if you ever lost a child or if you ever seen anybody lose a child, ain't nothing more heartbreaking. Ain't nothing more devastating to watch them put that sheet over that child. And that's exactly the context here. That's the hospital. Hospital for demonized people. Hospital for diseased people. a hospital for dead people. Kind of desperate, isn't it? By the way, we're living in desperate times. People are so demonized, diseased with sin, dead in the trespasses and sin. No way to get to God. No way to be healed. But I like what it says over Jeremiah. There is a balm in Gilead. Well, number two. Let me see if I can go a little far. Y'all enjoying this? I'm having a good time. Number two. I like this. First of all, the patients that are admitted. Secondly, the physician that is available. Now, I don't know if they, Ruby, you may know this. I don't know if they still have this certain book, but they probably have one like it. There is a book that I had, I read one time called The Castle Colony Medical LTD. You say, what is that? That's a book that has a list of 4,000 doctors and their specialty. 4,000. I looked at it one time online. 4,000. Well, Mercy General, I ain't got no 4,000. Ain't got 4. Mercy General only had 1 physician that was available. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, in your spiritual state this morning, you don't need to go hopping around everywhere to try to get help. There's just 1 helper. There's just 1 hope. There's just 1 Jesus. There's just 1 great physician. And he's available this morning. Somebody help me preach. First of all, he'll take any patient. Now, hold a minute. I just got a WVU appointment. Okay? December 16th. Now, let's just let me tell you my day. It's kind of wild. I go at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to see an electrophysiologist. Okay. At 11, I'm going to see a heart failure doctor. Sounds great, doesn't it? At 1, I hate this one. I'm going to see a nutritionist. Because, you know, anybody go to the doctor, whether you're 125 pounds, you're too fat. And so I got 4 of them I've got to go to that day. 4 different specialists. And they all charge. But aren't you glad? And what we're doing for God, we don't have to point him to you. No, we just have to point him to Jesus. Woo! No wonder the book said we would see Jesus. I'll tell you what's going on. We're trying to push denominationalism. We're trying to push religion on people. We're trying to push reformation on people. We're trying to push all this junk on people. I'll tell you what they need. They need to point it to Jesus.
Amen.
He'll take any patient. Here's what I like about it. You know, you're fine if you take any patient. I got a couple doctors. I love them. But they practice more than just what their field is. You know, they got that God syndrome. I'm not talking about Dr. Kinder, so I'm going to tell him that. They got that God syndrome, you know. I'll treat this, but I'm not special, but I'll do something else. I got a Jesus. He'll treat any problem. You're in this room this morning. Let's just stop, man. Your marriage trouble? Is your marriage in trouble? Look at me. He'll treat that. Amen. Preacher, is your ministry trouble? He'll treat that.
Come on, sir. Amen, preacher. Praise God.
Some of you, is your mind playing tricks on you? You're in trouble. He'll treat that. He'll treat any problem. Amen. He's the great physician. Somebody help me. Oh, we point. Oh, there's a group today. They're going down to a certain church. They're going to confess their sins to a man. He's going to take some bread. He's going to drink some wine. He's going to tell them to say a few things. And he's going to send them off lost. Then there's another church up the road. They're going in today. And he's going to say, I've got to get you to the tub. You've got to get to the water. Last I checked, I'm washed in the blood. The blood will cleanse you. The blood will save you. The blood will heal you. With his stripes we are healed.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Got one up the road. They don't have no altar call. They just have you come down and read the catechism. You say, well, I don't know what it is. Well, I don't either. But I do know a man. That all I got to do is tell him, here's my mass. Here's my mass. And he's got a miracle for my mess. He's got healing for my hope. Somebody help me. I'm just trying to lift up Jesus. Is that okay? I'm done. One more point. I'm ready to shout. I know where I'm going. I'm ready to shout now. So we got the patients that are admitted. The physician that's available. But in this chapter, we got the problems addressed. Different problems. You know, I realize something. Not everybody in this room's got the same problem. If your marriage is upside down, that's yours. If your children are wayward and rebellious, that's your problem. If your life is sown in discord and wickedness, that's your problem. They're all different. You know, a lot of preachers don't take this. I take what I do seriously. There's people in this room right now. Y'all all look good to me this morning. Y'all dress up pretty good. But I guarantee you, under your wrapper, under your facade, is a problem. Okay. We ain't fooling nobody. And most of us, you can tell by looking at our face if we got a problem. Come on now. I've been pastoring a lot of y'all for a long time. I can tell by just the way you walk around, you got a problem. I'm going to ask you something. How long are you going to stay in that mess?
Yes, sir.
And not finally take it to Jesus?
Yes.
Somebody help me.
Yes.
They were different problems. But listen, they were difficult problems. Hey, here we got a guy that gets chained up and breaks the chains. He's out of his mind. And by the way, I don't want to be too ugly, but there's a lot of Christians that act like they're about half out of their mind. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I told this young preacher, I said, if things change the next 20 years, like they have this last 20 years. God help you. God help. Because people are absolutely bonkers. I mean, I'm talking about certified bonkers. And I'm not trying to be mean and I'm not trying to be crude. That's a fact. Since when did Christians think they got to go out and get drunk to get help? To get a needle to get help? To get on a computer with pornography to get help? It ain't going to help you. It'll make you worse. Difficult. I was in the office one time and wasn't somebody from this church. I'll tell you what happens a lot of times. Those people go to other churches, are so ashamed of themselves, they won't tell their pastor for whatever reason. But they'll come down here and tell me. I had a situation, and it's humorous in a way. I had a lady and a man come in, and they just spilled their guts to me. They let her rip, man. I mean, he took 15 minutes, and I was looking for a nerve pill. I'll be honest with you. I was a nervous wreck. And she took 15 minutes. They said, tell me how to fix it. Tell me, preacher, how to fix it. Don't be ashamed to be rich. You know what I said? I don't have a clue. I can't fix it. But I do know a man that can.
Amen.
All I need to tell you, you two need to get on your knees and repent and turn to Jesus.
Amen.
We all right? I'm trying to finish. I am. Difficult. Then I see a diseased woman. Now, I'm about ready to get happy here. Come here, Jesus. You. I know everybody's shocked. Stand there. Now, the woman's a mess. She had an issue of blood, and she was so weak, she probably couldn't walk. So here's what she done. Oh. And the Bible said she was healed immediately.
Amen.
And Jesus said, I felt like virtue came out of me. Said, I'm liking what I'm going to say right here. Woo. Now, that's amazing, isn't it? Well, y'all got your Bible. Let me show you something real quick. I'm done. I'm rolling this thing in. But I want to show you this. I'm about to get happy. Turn over 6th chapter for a minute of Mark. And the Bible said in verse number 54 of chapter 6, listen to this. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him and ran through that whole region round about. Listen to what they were doing, Colton. They were carrying beds with sick people on them. Well, they heard he was. Could you imagine that? Listen to this. And whithersoever he entered into the villages or cities or countries, they delayed the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch it if it were but the border of his garment. What got in their mind? Why would they all want to go? They done heard of that woman with the issue of blood. Hold on. I'm going somewhere else. Can I take y'all to Calvary? Can I take you to Calvary? You mind me taking you to Calvary? Now we know by the scripture, and you have it in your program, in your play, Easter Drama, them gambling for his garment. Why was they gambling for the garment? We know that scripture's going to be fulfilled. We know that. But hold on a minute. They didn't know that. Why were they gambling for his garment? Because they didn't heard that garment had healing power in it.
Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Oh, stay with me.
Come on now.
Oh, I'm going somewhere.
Yeah,
whoo, can I stand myself when it gets like that? But when they got it, it didn't do anything for them. You know why? It's not the garment. It's who's in the garment. Woo! Can I tell you? Hey, you might touch religion. You may touch denominationalism. You may get the 12 steps to get yourself healed from alcohol. But I'm telling you, there's only one that's in the garment. And all you got to do is touch him by faith. And he will help you this morning. Stand with your head bowed and eyes closed. Let me ask you something. I don't want you lying to me. Be honest. How many of you know that you know that you know? If you die today, you know you're going to heaven. Raise your hand high. Don't raise them if you don't know. Thank you. Several of you couldn't raise your hand. How many right now say, preacher, I'm a mess. I'm lost. I need saved. I died me in hell. But you said all I need to do is trust him. How many in this room right now say, preacher, I couldn't say I was saved. But before the Lord comes, before I die, I want to know I'm going to heaven. Raise your hand. I see that hand, sir. I see that hand, young man. I see them both. Come on, I see you over on my left. Okay, thank you. Would y'all look at me? Would you like Jesus to save you? Would you like to be saved? Won't you come on? Just come on. That's right. Sit down. I'm going to sit down, sir. Amen, man. Come on, sir. Come on, you come with him. Come on, come on. Ain't that you putting it off? God bless you, young man. There's others. Listen. Amen. Amen. God help. God's moving here. You raise your hand and said, I'm not saved. Man, come on. I'm going to pray for you. Father, right now, pray for this man that just come and get saved. There's another man under conviction. He raised his hand. I believe he wants to be saved. The devil's trying to talk him out of it. God help him to come right now. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. I don't wonder how many Christians in this room. You got a problem. You're a mess. Won't you step out right now as we sing? Come on.
Lord, any river.
Please come and get saved. Lady, please come and get saved.
In things thought impossible.
You ought to come on now. Mercy General's open. Great physicians here.
What no other power can do. And there's nothing.
Jesus. Lord, help them. Yes.
Nothing. No, nothing that my God can do.
Hold it, folks. Come on, let me talk to you. You raise your hand under conviction that you're lost. Don't die and go to hell. Please, this last verse is for you. I beg you to come. Sing it, Lois.
There's no.
Come on. Come on.
No, no.
Oh, please come on.
There's nothing that my God can do.
Oh, Lois. Josh, talk to us.
This is Brother Dominic, and he just accepted Christ as his Savior.
Hey, Dominic. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a hand. All you got to do is take a trip to Mercy General. Now, I'm not going to embarrass those that raised their hand lost. Because I know the Holy Ghost can do His work. But I want them to see something. There's two people that raise their other people, raise their hand lost. I want to ask our congregation, how many of y'all will pray for them today? I want all them lost people to look. They're all going to pray for you. As a man and a teenager, I want you to pray for them. I wouldn't embarrass them. I'm not that kind of preacher. But I want you to know God wants to save you. Father, thank you for the service. And Lord, for the soul that's been saved. I know we're getting ready to take our offering, Lord. And you know the need that we have for this offering. And God, help your people that's seeing things want to give to it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.